Welcome, dear listeners, to another riveting episode of the Kapil Gupta Career Pod Show. Today, we embark on an exciting journey to demystify some of the most common misconceptions about studying abroad. Buckle up as we unravel the myths surrounding international education, providing you with an insider's perspective and debunking the stereotypes that might be holding you back. Have you ever wondered if studying abroad is just for the affluent? Or perhaps you have pondered the challenges of overcoming language barriers? Well, you are in for a treat. In this episode, we peel back the layers of these myths and delve into the real truths that lie beneath. Get ready for an eye-opening experience as we share anecdotes, expert insights, and inspiring stories of students who shattered these myths and emerged stronger, wiser, and culturally enriched. Whether you are a seasoned traveler or contemplating your first overseas adventure, this podcast is your compass for navigating the uncharted waters of studying abroad. So grab your metaphorical passport, fasten your seatbelts, and join us on this myth-busting adventure. The world of international education awaits, and we are here to guide you to the truth behind the tales. And without further ado, let's dive into busting common myths about studying abroad. The real truth revealed. Hello all, I'm Kapil Gupta, founder of Study Abroad Academy. I'm on a mission to coach and mentor 100,000 high school students and help them realize their dream of studying in the best universities of the world and build happy careers for themselves. Let's imagine you, a passport in hand, dreams in your eyes, and a world-class education on your horizon. But here's the plot twist. There are myths lingering in the air, myths that might be steering you off course. So fasten your seatbelts because we are about to bust these myths wide open, bringing you the real truth about studying abroad, untangling fact from fiction, and ensuring your journey is nothing short of extraordinary. Ready? So let's kick off with the granddaddy of all myths, the idea that only the elite can jet set for international studies. Well, hold on to your misconceptions because we are about to unravel the truth. Contrary to popular belief, studying abroad is not just reserved for those with overflowing bank accounts. The landscape of global education has evolved, and opportunities are knocking on doors you might not have thought possible. With a plethora of scholarships, grants, and financial aid options, a world-class education is no longer confined to the privileged few. And if you need any guidance and assistance, you are most welcome to connect with me. Now let's imagine this: an aspiring student driven by passion and armed with a desire for knowledge, cracking the code to affordable education abroad. Be it merit-based scholarships, financial assistance programs, or part-time work opportunities, the avenues are numerous, and we are flipping the script on the notion that studying abroad is exclusively for the wealthy. Now it's time to break free from the chains of this myth and embrace the reality. The world is your classroom, and the price tag doesn't have to be astronomical. And then we come to the second one, the language myth, a classic. Many believe that studying abroad comes with the prerequisite of being a linguistic genius or fluent in that country's native tongue. But guess what? We're about to dismantle this myth brick by brick. Imagine this. A student armed with nothing but enthusiasm and a basic understanding of the local language, navigating the streets of a foreign city. And contrary to the notion that you need to be a polyglot, many universities worldwide offer courses in English. And for places where the local language isn't English, universities provide language support programs. Picture this, myth as a door, and we are about to hand you the key. We'll delve into language immersion programs, language courses, and how embracing a new language is an exciting part of the international student experience. The reality is, the language barrier is not a fortress. It's a bridge waiting to be crossed. And now, buckle up, listeners, because we're about to debunk the career myth that's been holding you back. Myth: studying abroad is like taking a detour from your career path, leading to a dead end. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's quite the opposite. It's an express lane to unparalleled opportunities. You must know that an international degree can be your golden ticket to a global career, and multinational companies place great value on international exposure, the cultural competence you gain, and the network you build during your studies abroad. Imagine your career as a canvas, and studying abroad adds vibrant strokes from different cultures, making it a masterpiece. And by the end of this episode, you'll realize that the world isn't a small pond. It's an ocean, and you are ready to make waves. So if you thought studying abroad meant compromising your career, get ready for a paradigm shift. And then myth number four, cultural shock is unbearable. Ah, the cultural shock, the boogeyman of studying abroad. Let me tell you a secret, listeners. Facing cultural challenges, differences, isn't a nightmare. It's a beautiful awakening. Understand that cultural shock is not about discomfort. It's about growth. Imagine arriving in a new country. The sights, sounds, and even the food are different. It's like learning a dance. And trust me, soon you'll be grooving to the rhythm. And we'll delve into anecdotes of students who initially felt like fish out of water, but ended up performing a cultural ballet. And you'll discover the beauty of embracing diversity, not fearing it. Because, let's be honest, the best stories happen outside your comfort zone. And let me tell you about Aisha, a spirited student from India who landed in Japan for a study abroad journey. The moment she stepped off the plane, she felt the sharp contrast of a new culture. The language, the customs, everything was different. In the beginning, Aisha found herself struggling to communicate. The language barrier was more than just words. It was a wall that seemed insurmountable. At first, it was a challenge to order food, ask for directions, or even make small talk. Aisha felt like a fish out of water, floundering in the vast ocean of a foreign language. However, instead of letting this experience drown her enthusiasm, Aisha decided to learn the art of patience and humility. She started taking language classes, engaging with locals, and embracing every opportunity to immerse herself in the culture. Slowly but surely, she found her footing. And one day, Aisha was even invited to a traditional Japanese tea ceremony by her neighbors. But initially hesitant, she decided to embrace the opportunity. And as she sipped tea in the serene setting, surrounded by new friends, Aisha realized that the discomfort she was initially was the prelude to a beautiful cultural ballet. And from that day forward, Aisha didn't just adapt to the culture, she became a part of it. She joined local festivals, learned traditional dances, and even started teaching her friends a Bollywood dance or two. And what started as a fish out of water tale turned into a vibrant dance of cultural exchange. And today, Aisha reflects on her initial cultural shock with a smile. She not only aced her academics, but also danced her way into the hearts of her Japanese friends. The once daunting cultural shock transformed into a beautiful symphony of understanding and acceptance. And so, dear listeners, the next time you fear the unknown dance of a new culture, remember Aisha's story. Because in the end, it's not about overcoming shock. It's about turning it into a dance that enriches your journey. So, if the fear of cultural shock is holding you back from studying abroad, get ready to redefine it as a cultural dance that enriches your soul. It's time to step into the unknown and dance to the rhythm of the world. And last but not the least, the universities have support systems for international students, and it enriches the overall experience. And then coming to myth number 5, that is, academic rigor is overwhelming. And the misconception that studying abroad comes with an unmanageable academic workload often discourages students. However, the reality is far from overwhelming. While it's true that education standards vary globally, universities strive to provide robust support systems. Professors are keen on fostering an environment where students can excel, offering additional assistance when necessary. Additionally, the emphasis on practical learning and innovative teaching methods can make the academic experience more engaging than daunting. For instance, consider a student who initially felt the weight of academic expectations. And through mentorship programs, peer support, and adaptive teaching methods, they not only coped but thrived in their academic pursuits. This myth about insurmountable academic challenges gets debunked when students realize that a supportive ecosystem exists to help them navigate the learning curve. And this myth-breaking insight reinforces the idea that with the right mindset and support, the academic aspect of studying abroad is not a roadblock, but a stepping stone towards personal and professional growth. Let me tell you about Sudha, a determined student who embarked on a study abroad journey with trepidation about the academic rigor. And coming from a smaller town in India, she was accustomed to a different educational style. And the fear of being unable to cope with the demanding coursework haunted her initial days. However, Sudha found herself pleasantly surprised. The university she enrolled in had a well-structured academic support system. Professors were not just educators, but mentors, eager to guide students through the intricacies of the coursework. Additionally, peer learning groups provided a collaborative environment where students could share insights and help each other. Sudha not only coped with the academic challenges, but also discovered a newfound passion for her field of study. She engaged in practical projects, internships, and research opportunities that were seamlessly integrated into the curriculum. The initial apprehension transformed into a sense of accomplishment and joy as she realized that the academic rigor was not just about grades, but about acquiring skills and knowledge that would shape her future. And Sudha's story echoes the sentiment that while studying abroad may present academic challenges, it also offers a conducive environment for personal and intellectual growth. The academic journey becomes rewarding when students embrace the learning process and leverage the available resources, turning challenges into stepping stones for success. And in conclusion, dear listeners, studying abroad is not a path exclusively reserved for the wealthy, nor does it entail insurmountable language barriers. The belief in limited career opportunities, the fear of cultural shock, and the assumption that academic rigor is overwhelming are all myths that need debunking. As we have explored these myths, we have journeyed through the experiences of students who shattered these misconceptions. Their stories stand as a testament to the transformative power of international education. Studying abroad opens doors to diverse cultures, broadens perspectives, and enhances one's ability to navigate the global landscape. Remember, the decision to study abroad is a personal one, and each journey is unique. It's not just about the destination. It's about the incredible adventure of self-discovery and growth. So, as you consider pursuing education beyond borders, let go of these myths, embrace the possibilities, and set forth on a path that promises not just academic enrichment, but a life-changing experience. And if you found value in today's podcast, don't forget to subscribe to the Kapil Gupta Career Pod Show for more insightful discussions. Your journey to international education begins with dispelling these myths, and we are here to guide you every step of the way. So safe travels and happy learning. Thank you.